fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on the 22nd day of July, 2006. It is 10 p.m. in Israel. It is 10 p.m. in Lebanon. It is 10 p.m. in Syria. The war starts in 7 hours. I don't know when the war starts. May start in 7 hours, may not be tomorrow. World War III, possibly. Newt Gingrich says so. Today we're talking about steam engines. And we got a couple of callers on hold. I don't know what happened with Bruce, but Bruce is still there. We're going to talk to Bruce in a moment. We got Thomas in Virginia. We're going to bring Mike Brown back up on the line here shortly, and we'll talk about steam engines and pretty much anything related to being self-sufficient with the kind of horsepower that steam can provide. Let's try to clean up this board here before we go any farther. Bruce, are you still there? Bruce. Bruce is gone. Thomas in Virginia. Are you there, sir? Thomas is gone, too. Well, then the board's cleaned up. And we will entertain calls from you callers out there at 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. Mike Brown, speak up. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. Self-sufficiency. That's a topic we talk about a lot on the John Moore Show. I know the men and women listening are very interested in being self-sufficient in every way you can describe. I'm not personally prepared to walk away from having access to electricity under hard conditions. A lot of people are doing so not by choice, but because they're having blackouts and brownouts. In my hometown of St. Louis, there's at least 500,000 people with no electricity the past 3 days. Now, a steam-powered engine can correct that, can't it?
Yes, it can, but the problem...
And we will have to talk about that after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore with my special guest, Mike Brown, on Saturday, the 22nd day of July, 2006, and it is 10.07 p.m. in Lebanon. Mike, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Mike, of course, is the owner, the proprietor, the engineer of MikeBrownSolutions.com, the only man in the United States of America fabricating and selling steam engines suitable for use around the ranch, use around the home, to make power, power to run a generator, to make electricity, power to pump water, power to do anything within reason. Is that fairly accurate, Mike?
Anything you can do with a gas or a steam engine, I can do with a diesel. I'm sorry. Boy, did I get that one mixed up. No, anything you can do with gas or diesel, I can do with a steam engine.
There we go.
Boy, you know, where the confusion came in from there is, you know, the white steamer was actually the best of the steamer, and they were the ones. They were one of the outfits that survived. They now make diesel trucks.
Yes, they make one of the better diesel trucks. Yes, absolutely.
They definitely made one of the better diesel steam.
I think they built half tracks during World War II also.
Awesome.
Mike, we were talking just before the break about, and I mentioned that men under 40 in this culture of ours couldn't change a spark plug in a car with a pistol to their head. And it was, on one hand, it was kind of a flippant comment, but in my opinion, it's fairly accurate because young males in our culture no longer work on their cars like you and I did when we were young men.
Well, there's another reason for that, basically. And I mean, I've been to most of the General Motors schools. This was like 25 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And the big car companies have basically, you know, attempted and fairly successfully eliminated the shade tree mechanic. On the other hand, I mean, I met a young man up at the confab that you and I were at last weekend. And this kid, I mean, he watched a two-hour video, 26 years old, went out and welded up a whole boiler.
Right.
And the only reason it didn't work is they gave him the wrong pressure relief valve for it.
Right. Now, young men, when you and I were young men, men like that were in the majority, the overwhelming majority of young men had those types of skills. Now, a young man like that, you and I are talking about it because it's newsworthy. It is so extraordinary for a young man under the age of 40 in our culture to have those skills that it's newsworthy and something to be talked about.
Well, that's true. I mean, my biggest problem with selling steam engines is not selling the engines. It's getting people willing to go out there and do the work and install them.
Right.
Because, you know, one of the sad facts about steam engines and boilers is you have to think before you set up a system, and unfortunately that's an art that's no longer taught in the public school system.
Well, a friend of mine goes to the school auctions, industrial auctions, and a lot of these schools are selling off all their metalworking equipment, all their woodworking equipment, quote-unquote, because these young men aren't signing up for the classes anymore.
Well, what's the point? I mean, you teach them how to be machinists, and then they move the production line to China.
Well, there's a good point there, isn't there?
Well, that's only temporary because there are a lot of things that you simply can't export to China, or import from China. One of them is electricity. In other words, if you're going to produce it, you're going to produce it here.
Give us your website address there, Mike.
It's www.mikebrownsolutions.com.
Are you ready to take a call?
Sure.
Let's bring Ike in Ohio. Ike, are you there, sir?
Hello.
Go ahead, Ike.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I had a question. There was a boiler manufacturer down in Branson, Missouri, who made a nice little boiler. About 1 or 2 horsepower. It was fairly affordable at about $1,000. Is that about what you've got available also?
Well, in the first place, I know exactly who you're talking about. That's Skip Goble. He was a dealer for me.
Did he die?
No.
Well, that's
He's just kind of a flake. I mean, those boilers he was making, they were good boilers. I think he was actually charging about $2,500 apiece for them.
Yeah, possibly for the system, sure.
No. Oh. Just the boiler. The system itself. Now,
yes.
Now, Skip Goble was going across country. He'd come in, he'd get like 5 or 6 engines from me.
Yes.
And he'd go across country. Well, no, first he'd get the engines. He'd have the boilers made,
mm-hmm.
assemble the parts and all that. Then he would assemble an entire system and put it on a trailer.
Okay.
And in other words, basically, you just took one of his systems, you'd call up and say, okay, I want you to come out here and install it for me. Skip would put it together, and he'd drive all over the place, Illinois, Oregon, you name it, and he'd do an installation.
I thought he had brain cancer or something when I went out to his place.
Well, he did, but I think he's over that mostly.
That's
now.
That's great. Good news.
And anyway, Skip, the best year that he had,
mm-hmm.
Doing installations for other people, because there's a lot of doctors and dentists and lawyers out there with more money than sense.
There were a lot of them in his class. I remember them.
Right. Okay. And they'll pick up a telephone and say, hey, you know, get out here and I'll write you a 5-figure check. Just don't expect me to do any work.
Right.
So Skip would oblige him. And in 1 year, I think he grossed about $350,000.
Okay.
And he got to keep about half of it. But then the next year, he decided he was going to go to Peru to turn fish oil into diesel fuel. I could have strangled him.
Sure.
He was the best dealer I had. You know, I've been trying to find replacements for him ever since.
Amazing. That's a great story. Does that answer your question there, Ike?
It sure did. Did he happen to call it affordable steam or something?
No, he called it sensible steam.
Sensible, thank you very much.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
And that was Ike in Ohio. Mike, I mentioned earlier that you're looking for dealers, and you're not looking for part-time real estate people or used car salesmen. They have to have some expertise, correct?
housewives and vacuum cleaner salesmen are not under consideration. Right, yeah.
What skills would you want this person to have?
Well, a couple of brain cells to rub together would be nice. But actually, no, anybody who's used to working with his hands, done any kind of mechanic work, you don't have to be able to weld. Now, the young man that we met up there at Reverend Rice's, he could weld, but that's unusual because most, in fact, Skip, I don't think, could weld because he had his boilers built by other people just to his specifications.
Right.
But once you have the availability of the parts and you understand how things are supposed to work, then it's not that hard to set up a system. Now, I'll admit, the first time you do it, it's a nightmare, but then the second time, it's like 10 times easier. And I've got a real simple dealer program. You buy an engine from me, you show me you can make it work, you're a dealer.
On is clockwise, off is counterclockwise.
No, I think it's the other way around. If you're going to open up...
I mean for screws.
No, but the thing is, but with steam, you normally have to open passages.
That's true.
So that's true. Counterclockwise is open.
Yeah, for valves, you're absolutely correct.
Right. You kind of threw me there for a second.
We've got some callers here. How about John in New York? Are you there, sir?
Kind of interesting program here. I tried to build a boiler myself in the past, and I took a 500-gallon old fuel tank and split it in half and put a baffle in it, a burn chamber underneath, and I put a water chamber on top. And we put a hot water bypass spigot valve on top for a blow-off, and we also put a cold water in and a cold water out so we could feed cold water in case we got in trouble. And we fired it up, and we were going to run it to a heat exchanger and a fan to heat our garage. We had a big 5,000-foot square garage. And we fired it up on two pallets, and because we can't get pallets for nothing. And the two pallets didn't burn probably a third of the way through, and we started producing steam through the bypass. And that was from, 55-degree cold water. And we'll open up the cold water line a little bit, and we'll just, climb it down a little bit. Well, as we did that, it just kept getting more and more violent. So we put the fire out, and the pallets having, and I don't think they were a third of the way burnt yet. So we yanked them out of the firebox to calm this down. And that sucker went for about 2.5 hours just steaming with cold water pouring directly into it from a garden hose. And we were getting a little nervous of it, so we were standing back just kind of watching. So it filled the entire, 5,000-square-foot area with steam. And it was going and going and going and going, no fire underneath it. And I was just amazed at the energy output of not even two pallets per se. And when it got said and done, because we'd used an old tank, the sidewall split out of it and all the hot water poured out on the floor. So we kind of, that was the end of that per se, even though it was so efficient, it was ridiculous. And, but it was just, I just couldn't imagine, and we didn't build anything that was high tech in it. We just put a baffle plate in there and put a fire under it. We didn't have, heat chambers through it or anything like that. But the amount of recovery was just phenomenal. Secondly, I just had a second question to call in earlier on. Had you heard about the military base in San Diego where they have the, in Coronado, where they have the SWAT sticker as a major building?
Coronado?
Yes.
And what's the question again about Coronado?
There's a big building there, and as you look from the sky, you look down on it, and it's a perfect SWAT sticker.
Oh, I mean the shape of the building?
Yes.
No, I hadn't heard about that, John.
You hadn't heard about that? Okay,
I know Navy SEALs train at Coronado, but I don't know anything else.
And they also had two buildings to the southwest of that looked like the two eagles without the heads on it, and it was just kind of, as far as the Illuminati and whatnot, it was just something to be kind of aware of. And I guess the Denver airport is also built in the shape of a SWAT sticker. And also it's got like a satanic picture on the wall or mural where you have...
Oh, there's all kinds of New World symbolism in the Denver airport.
And it's a little scary, so just letting you know what's going on.
Okay, well...
Other than that, I didn't get a chance to try my new generator yet there. I got it back finally, so I've got a...
Okay. John, thank you for your call.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, see you. Be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you about what's going on with Freeze Dry Guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze-dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition, find out what they've got and how much it costs. Then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. The best quality products at rock-bottom prices.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore with my special guest Mike Brown on the 22nd day of July 2006. It is 10:22 p.m. in Lebanon. Mike, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you got a special event coming up. What is the event? What's the date? What's the location?
I'm doing an all-day seminar on steam engines and boilers. Hopefully, I'll start with people at 9 o'clock in the morning who know that water boils. Oil turns to steam, and by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they'll have enough knowledge that should be they should be so inclined, they'll be able to set up an entire system on their own.
Outstanding. What's the date and the location?
It's August 5th, and it's in New Bloomfield, Missouri, at Larry Rice's. Geez, I don't know, what do you call that place?
Well, I would call it a working exhibition 24/7. Our alternative power.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, he's got wind generators and solar, and he had a alcohol still up there when we were there.
Yeah.
And the only thing I was actually in charge of was the steam, and only partial. We weren't quite successful because, like I said earlier, they gave this poor kid the wrong pressure relief valve for this thing.
Right.
But it's a it's $65. That includes the book, and that's all day. And like I say, by the time we're done, if you still don't have your power back on in St. Louis or Queens, New York, or whatever, you'll be able to order the parts. And
you can't buy a 5 kW gas powered generator within 100 miles of St. Louis right now.
Really?
Oh no.
No, it's
by the end of the first day, they were all sold out.
No, it's unfortunate. Skip Goble went south on me because, knowing him, if he was still in the business, he'd be stopping by the shop, picking up about 10 steam engines, and coming back in about a week with about $60,000 to $100,000 in his pocket.
What's the 800 number for people to find out more about this seminar?
It's 800-228-5284.
It's 800-228-5284. I was just talking to my engineer off the air, and it looks like I'll be able to do a remote from there and have a backup way of transmitting. So I anticipate being there myself, ladies and gentlemen, on Saturday, the 5th of August, which is just 2 weeks from today. It should be a fun time. New Bloomfield, Missouri is north of the capital of Missouri, of Jefferson City, about a 10-minute drive north of the capital of Missouri, Jefferson City, right in the exact middle of the state. And if you're within a couple hundred miles, I would suggest you certainly make plans to come over. If you're even farther away, this is a rare opportunity. You can't get this information anywhere else, live and in person. You can get a book to talk to the engineer who built these steam engines and have a seminar presented by the engineer who builds these engines. Is a rare, rare opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. I would urge you, if you have any interest in this topic at all, to call 800-228-5284, make your reservations, so you can come and learn about how these devices work, how to set them up, how to operate them in a safe manner. It'll be fun, Mike. I look forward to the day.
Well, I'm looking forward to it also. It's just, it's kind of sad nowadays. Like you were talking about guys under 40, but even the older ones today. Most American citizens these days, they don't plan, they react.
Yes.
And a lot of times when you react, it's too late. Now,
you and I saw that multiple times last summer with these hurricanes. With modern radar, you can see these things coming at you for 3 days in advance. And it's not until less than 24 hours that people decide to evacuate, if then, or make any kind of preparations.
No, they don't. And the sad part of this is that prior to World War II, every farm in America had a steam engine, and then the government went around, they sent agents around and asking the farmers to donate their steam engines and their boilers to be melted down into planes and ships and tanks and guns.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and at the end of the
story, I hadn't heard that before.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it gets worse. Prior to World War II, the Philippines and New Zealand were running all their cars on ethyl alcohol. In fact, Chrysler was exporting cars to New Zealand set up to run on alcohol from the factory. The Chinese were running all their diesels on vegetable oil, a type of called tung oil. Yeah. People in Western Europe were running a tank full of gasoline through their engines every 6 months or so to clean out the carbon. We had a gasohol movement going here in the United States. Most of our locomotives were steam. And then by 1946, everybody had gone back to petroleum.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I just kind of wonder, was World War II fought to make the world safe for the petroleum industry?
Well, it's one of the more interesting subplots of World War II, what was going to taking place in the Middle East between the Axis forces and the Allied forces to gain control of the oil fields over there. We got some callers on hold. Susan in Oregon. Are you there, Susan?
Sure. Hey, listen, I just went, you were talking about living without electricity. And the prospect.
Susan, hold that thought. Susan, stay right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
there is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore with my special guest, Mike Brown, the only man in America building steam engines that are practical for everyday use around the ranch and around the farm. Mike, are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We've got a whole, the board is loaded. Every line, incoming line is filled up. And Susan started to make a comment before the break. Are you still there, Susan?
Yes.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wanted to point out that there is a catalog for people who wish to live or want to this is where the Amish and the Mennonite go to shop, and they have a catalog of all sorts.
You're talking
of
about Layman's.
Hello?
Layman's non-electric.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I've been talking to the owner about being a sponsor on my show. It's a great catalog.
Oh, it is, and it gives you ideas of how you could start to maintain more and more independence of the grid, you know?
Absolutely.
And, of course, the emergency factor is there. But this is I've dealt with Lehman's, and they're very good people.
They're good people. They have good inventory, what I refer to as brand-new antiques.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll just the website that they can look at is Lehmans. Let's see. Yeah, Lehmans.com.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, if people want to take a look at that, I think this is a great idea. Thank you so
much. Thank you, Susan. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Goodbye. Alan in Texas, are you there, sir?
We're all about being self-sufficient out here where we live. We actually sponsor the radio network. We do the wheatgrass kits. We've got our food trip covered. And we've got a few animals running around. I just brought in my second 3,000-gallon water tank yesterday, and the back gutters are going up today. And I had looked into steam engines a while back. They're so simple, and they're so high torque is what I was getting out of this. I mean, it's these tiny little engines, and the torque that they generate, I guess you could gear that stuff up to really make something spin.
Oh, yes.
Then what I was wondering about, this month's Mother Earth News has an article on what looks like a solar steam field with these large reflective troughs with what looks like a water tube running down the middle at the focal point of the troughs, I'm guessing to generate steam. And what I was wondering is that I read an article once where someone had taken one of the old satellite dishes, your 9-foot satellite dish, and they made a cooker where they put sheets of aluminum, and I guess you could use anything reflective, lined that dish with it, and they put a pot of water up there at the focal point, and they were boiling water in 10 minutes. So I guess my question is it feasible? Are there flexible enough, high pressure enough lines to where a person could create a boiler that sits at that focal point? Put yourself a little, one of those Freon tracking devices on your disc to track the sun to use solar steam all day. Has anybody developed anything like that yet, and do you think that's possible?
Mike, the ball's in your court.
If it is, and there's a possibility that it is, whoever does it first will become the Bill Gates of alternate energy, because here's your problem. You can take a 9-foot parabolic reflector, and it'll turn a cup of water to steam in about an hour. The problem is that the smallest engine that we make, which is a 1 horsepower, it's an industrial engine, is going to require 3 to 5 gallons of water per hour turned into steam at 366 degrees Fahrenheit. And so far, nobody's ever been able to do that. Excuse me.
Gotcha.
With a solar system.
It sounds like the scale to produce that much steam by solar methods would be huge.
Well, you're talking acres, and the thing is, you know, here's what everybody misses. The world is just covered with wood and cellulose and you know, leaves and grass and things like that, and it's already there for the taking. I mean, all you can do is pick it up and throw it in the furnace.
Right.
And when you come right down to it, if you've got to have power and you have to throw twigs in the furnace, nobody really gives a rip how many miles you get to the twig.
Right. Right.
It's just so much more practical just to use wood because the world's covered with it.
Absolutely. Alan, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answers my question. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And we got Dean in Florida. Dean, are you there, sir?
Hello, John, Mike.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, just want to compliment you on a great show and ask you two really easy questions. I know the training you guys are talking about, that young guys had 35, 40 years ago. I'm curious, two questions. If a guy had the time and the finances to do it, one, is the training still available? And two, if it is, where would he get it?
Go ahead, Mike. Which kind of training are we talking about?
Well, he's talking about mechanical skills, welding skills, so forth.
There are schools all over the place. I mean, there's a school here in Missouri. It's a welding school. It lasts for 18 months. I mean, they're all over the place. It's just what's happening is your institutions of so-called higher learning, and I'm sure you know what PhD stands for, has piled higher and deeper. The problem is that these institutions of higher learning, and John was right earlier when he said that they're kind of, you know, they're getting rid of those programs because nobody actually wants to do anything anymore. Now everything's computers. And, you know, pretty soon we're going to have a whole country that's going to be, you're going to have computer geeks on one side, and then the other half of the population will probably be in prison at the rate we're going.
That's another question I had for you. I noticed that all these guys that are, you know, supposedly master ASCs, you know, automotive service excellent. I don't doubt they're great mechanics, but my question with that is, if most or a lot of what they do, other than when you're talking about collision, I'm talking about straight tech guys, you know, that work on the engine, if they're just changing out modules a lot of the time, where does the technical skill come in? I mean, because you could tell me to do that, you know, hey, Tom, you know, press these buttons and take this out and put that in. I mean, I can do that. But where is their technical skill coming in? I mean, can they actually work on an engine?
Well, you're kind of hitting close to home there, because 40 years ago, my mother, who had a PhD in English, was telling me, she said, Mike, she said, these colleges and universities are going down the toilet. And I said, why is that? She said, because they're no longer teaching these kids how to think. They're teaching them how to memorize.
Right.
And that's what you're referring to. And see, that's one of the reasons I have such a hard time getting dealer installers for steam engines, because you've actually got to think about what you're doing. It isn't plug and play. You have to think, okay, you know, here's the steam engine, here's the boiler, here's the furnace. First question is, what kind of fuel am I going to use in the furnace? Am I going to use solid fuel? If so, what size is it going to be? Am I going to use liquid fuel? Okay, how am I going to set that up? And you have to think from step to step to step, and if you don't do that, you're not going to be able to get the job done, and that eliminates a whole lot of people that could make a pretty good living installing steam engines and boilers for me.
That's what I'm saying, because, I mean, modern day, you'd be hard-pressed. I mean, sure, you can find a guy out there with a patch on his shoulder that says Master ASC, but, you know, can he work on a steam engine where he's not replacing modules? He's actually working with his hands.
No, actually, you know what I prefer, and the guys that I'm looking for, people like tow truck drivers and ex-convicts and people like that, because once I give them a shot at a six-figure income, I don't think they're going to pull a skip on me and go to Peru.
Oh, you're training guys to do it.
Oh, that's what I'm doing August 5th. Yeah, I'm training people.
Let's talk about that event again. The event, the time, the location, what's going on?
Yeah, it's August 5th. It's in New Bloomfield, Missouri, 9 to 5, and that's exactly what I'm going to be trying to do, is train people in that day, give them enough information that if they want to become dealer installers, all they have to do is build the first one, make it work. And like I said, I got a real simple dealer program. You buy a steam engine from me, you show me you can make it work, you're a dealer, I'll wholesale them to you, and so forth and so on. And
what's the 800 number for the event?
The 800 number is 1-800-228-5284. I mean, right now, gentlemen, as we speak, Hurricane Katrina has been over for 11 months. There are thousands of people along the Gulf Coast without power.
Our next caller is going to be from Hurricane Katrina area, by the way.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah, let me hang up so you can get some
callers in. Thank you, Dean. Charles in Louisiana. Are you there, sir? Charles.
This is Dean in Houston, sorry.
Dean in Houston.
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead.
Close enough to the hurricane, but anyway. Yeah, actually, some trees just fall on houses around here. But I just started hearing your show. Are you doing the same thing about cars that can be steam powered? I know at this facility institution in Washington, D.C., there's hundreds and thousands of motorcycles and cars and boats around steam in the 20s. And they're sitting there rotting, of course, now. Nobody wants them to do. But anyway, I'm trying to ask you, can a car be built to run on steam?
Go ahead.
Well, let's see. Prior to 1908, most cars were run on steam. Prior to World War I, we had 125 steam car manufacturers in the United States, including the White, which they now make diesels. The Stanley, though it's the most well-known, was actually the crudest, which we don't have time to get into.
The Stanley Steamer, yeah.
Yeah, the Stanley Steamer. It was really kind of, they used a D-valve engine when they should have been using a piston valve.
Uh-huh.
They thought their own customers were too stupid to run a piston valve. They ran a fire tube boiler when they should have been using a water tube. The White steamer used a water tube. They had a full head of steam in less than 60 seconds. Stanley, it took half an hour. And, in fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because if you get on the website, www.mikebrownsolutions.com, there's a photograph of me with our 20-horsepower steam engines. There's a line of them. And we're planning on putting that in a motorcycle, and as soon as we prove the concept, we're planning on producing a production motorcycle that will run on steam And big problem that people have told us so far, engineers who've got more experience than I have, because I asked like this one guy, Paul Graziano, he's a friend of mine out of Illinois, he's been in steam for 40 years, and when he looked at the engine that I took to the steam school in Republic, Missouri here about 6 months ago, I said, do you think we'd have any problem with this 20-horsepower steam engine in a motorcycle? He said, well, only one that I know of. And I said, what's that? He says, keeping it on the ground. And I said, what do you mean? He said, look, Brown, he said, if you've got that engine in anything that weighs less than 1,000 pounds, it's going to go faster than 300 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah, so definitely. In fact, a little short story here, gentlemen, if we have the time. I got interested in steam when I was 16 years old. I lived about 10 miles east of Hot Springs, Arkansas. I was a mechanics apprentice for an old man named Harold Bates. Harold Bates was 80 years old in 1959, and every lunch hour, just the two of us, he would tell me how much better the steam cars were than the gas cars were in the 1950s and 40s. And Bates should have known because he had been a steam car mechanic in the year 1900. And ever since I've worked for old man Bates, I've wanted to put the steam car back on the road. And right now, probably going to accomplish it sometime next year.
Outstanding. Isn't the steam engine actually a rocket engine?
No, it's a piston engine. Rocket engine basically is just it just runs on fuel.
Okay. What is it?
www.mikebrownsolutions.com. Get on the website. You'll get a whole education.
Okay, what's the phone number again?
Okay, the phone number for the seminar is 1-800-228-5284. It's $65. It's all day. And by the end of the day, you should know whether you've got the ability to install steam engines and boilers or other people with more money than sense. And there's plenty of them out there. Skip Goble proved that one.
Is this steam engine a generator makes electricity, or what does it do?
Well, you can, but what you have to do, because, again, you have to engineer the system. What you have to do is when you get on the website and look at the groove cut in the flywheel, you just get one of those emergency belts that Velcros together from the auto parts store. You hook it up to a General Motors truck alternator that you got at the boneyard for $30. You use that to charge a bank of batteries. You then get an inverter. I like Surplus Center because you can get one for $80 instead of the $800 ones that all these other wind generator people are using. And then you just wire it into your house. We even sell a set of plans for it.
You rectify it to 120 or 210 or whatever.
Sure.
110 or 220, whatever you want to do.
All there in the prints, yeah.
Amazing.
Okay. Dean, thank you for your call. And we got Doug in Florida. Doug, are you there, sir?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Good. A couple questions. You said the smallest steam engine that you made was 1 horsepower. Did I hear you right?
That is correct. We make them in 1 horsepower, 3 horsepower, and 20 horsepower.
What is the equivalent horsepower to, say, a 10-horsepower gasoline?
There is no comparison.
Here's what I'm trying to do. Okay, I have a 10 kW or 9 or 10 kW belt-driven generator that I adapted my diesel tractor from PTO. And I've considered doing just what you're talking about, a steam engine to drive that. Now, it takes right around 10 to 12 horsepower to get full output out of this generator.
Okay, but are you using this for standby power for your house?
I use it for emergency purposes, correct.
Okay, but see, you'd be better off with an alternator from the boneyard, because here's your problem. In order to drive a 10 kW... 10 kW generator, you're going to need about 15 horse steam. Here's your big problem. If you're going to run a 15 horsepower steam engine, and obviously with a 20 you can scale it down or scale it up, less pressure, less RPM or whatever, you're looking at 750,000 BTUs of steam heat out the exhaust. What are you going to do with that? With a 3 horsepower, you're looking at 100,000 BTUs, which will provide all your hot water for showers and make soap or a distillery if you happen to be so inclined. But when you start getting up into steam engines that will power a 10 kW generator, you're dealing with a pretty serious piece of equipment.
Well, the generator that I have, the way I put it on my tractor was I scaled the RPM on the tractor to try to get the torque curve and horsepower curve down to where about where I used it. So I'm probably only have a maximum output on this generator that I use someplace around 5 kW. Excuse me, 5 kW maximum. So the idea of using maximum of 10 is only under extreme conditions. But if I was to put something together, it wouldn't be bad to have that capability. But then in the case of a steam engine, I suppose, keep the steam delivery to and the heat delivery, you know, down to where I'd be using it most of the time.
Well, yeah, and you're going to find a 3 kW steam engine that's putting out 100,000 BTUs of steam heat. You're talking a piece of equipment that's going to run a 4,000-square-foot house.
Hold on. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be back after the break. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomictango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call, and these devices, these Power Pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead-acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The Council to Get Some Food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting close to the top of the hour, the end of the show. Doug in Florida, are you still there?
I am.
Doug, we're rapidly running out of time, and we're trying to engineer a system for you here.
Let me just get this one question out, and then I'll hang up, because this is the most important part. So what you're telling me, basically, Mike, is that the system, there's an awful lot of waste heat involved here, and that unless you have a use for it, the efficiency of the system isn't as stellar as it would be in a place like in the northern climate. Would that be correct?
Yes and no, because, again, gentlemen, who cares how many miles you get to the twig?
Okay. And I think with that, we need to move on and try to wrap up the show. Doug, thank you for your call, sir. Mike, we're rapidly running out of time. Give us the STEAM seminar. Will be what date, what time, location?
It's August 5th, 9 to 5, New Bloomfield, Missouri, which is a wide spot in the road about 11 miles north of Jefferson City, the state capital, which is on I-44, midway between St. Louis and Kansas City.
70. Well, actually, it's on Highway 50, but go ahead.
Yeah, but close. Anyway, the seminar is $65. By the end of the day, you should have a pretty good idea of what you have to do to set up a STEAM system. And the number you want to call is 800-228-5284 to make a reservation.
I hope to be doing a remote broadcast from there. We're working on setting that up. Your website address, Mike, please.
www.mikebrownsolutions.com.
Okay. With that, we will bid you adieu, my friend. I'll be in touch.
Thanks a lot
for
having me, John.
Appreciate it. Okay. That was Mike Brown. We're rapidly running out of time. It is 10:54 in Lebanon, 10:54 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. You need to be self-sufficient. In my opinion, you would be far better off being self-sufficient in every way that you can. Steam power could be, and maybe should be, one of the ways to help you become self-sufficient. And I hope you enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the show. I don't know if we got time to get a quick call in here or not. Ed in Texas, are you there, sir? Ed.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I only had one question. I wasn't getting shortwave real good, so I couldn't tell what was going on, really. So I was wondering if there was a number that I could call to get a brochure or something of this sort on these engines.
He's only giving out his website, and that's MikeBrownSolutions.com.
I got that. Mike. Our little bitty town has a cafe, you know, one of those internet cafes. Only
there
open,
you go.
Only open during the school year. I can't get to a computer.
go to a public library will probably be the solution.
In this little bitty town, there is no such thing.
You may have to drive 20 miles.
33.
30. Well, you're in a remote area. Okay, good luck to you, sir.
All right, thanks anyway.
Okay. My website, ladies and gentlemen, is thelibertyman.com. I hope to be getting some new products there, including a book which I frequently refer to as Portable War. I'll be talking more about that as we get closer to having an inventory of these books to sell. It is the best book. Quite frankly, if you want to prepare to be a warrior, this is one of the best books you'll ever get your hands on. I had fun. I hope you all did. Stay tuned for our next guest, our next show, I should say. You all have a great week, and God bless America.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work. You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law. That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals. Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns. No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us? The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.